This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. For 20 years, Mike Stampfler was the city manager of Portage. Now he would like to represent that city and several surrounding townships in the State House. Stampfler is running as a Libertarian in the 61st State House District. Mike Stampfler, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
Let's have you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself and what you would like to do if you are elected to the State House.
All right. Well, just some things about me. I'm born in Berry County. Lived on a dairy farm. My family ran a dairy farm in the days when there were dairy farms. And so a Michigan native, went to school at Hope College for an undergraduate degree, and then Western Michigan University for some master's work, and started out with the city of Kalamazoo in the manager's office. And so for 10 years, I worked for Kalamazoo in various capacities. Then at the city of Portage, as you said, for 20 years as city manager. And I have worked in several other states over the years as city manager. And also, I think notably, as the emergency manager of Pontiac, appointed by Governor Granholm. And so my idea is that I have a rather well-founded or well-rounded idea of what kinds of things government does well and what kinds of things government doesn't do too well, and a good understanding of the area and of the state and of other areas that are trying to do innovative kind of things. So I think that those in combination make me a good candidate to serve the people of the area in a really progressive and issue-oriented way.
So let's talk about some things. Libertarians are, of course, known for limited government. What are the things that you do think that government does well, or at least that it's necessary for government to perform?
I think issues around security and issues around the way society is structured and the laws that pertain to how society functions are most important issues for government to try to perform. When it gets into more of the social kinds of issues, I don't know that there's a motivation to always find the best answer. But I like to say a lot of times government does some satisficing, which is take the first good answer that comes around, but don't necessarily search for the best answer. And so there are a lot of things that government, I think, falls short in. And so I think that it takes a little bit more work.
You mentioned your experience as an emergency manager in Pontiac. Of course, the state's eyes are currently on Detroit somewhat to see how bankruptcy plays out. But I guess I'm wondering, we've seen a lot of cities fall into financial distress. What are some things that the state could do, and should they do them, to prevent them from getting there in the first place?
Yes, I think in this case, this is the issue where all the communities, all the cities in the state are children of, or subsets of, the state government. That's the way it's structured in the Constitution, most typically. And so when evidence mounts that a community has failed financially, the state, I believe, does need to intervene. The problem is that at the current construction, the way that it's viewed, the state really does little more than balance the financial books and get it ready for sort of, you might say, a do-over. That's not what these communities need. It may have been that way many, many, many years ago, but it isn't that way now. These cities need really an economic restructuring. And particularly my fear with Detroit is we absolutely, as Michiganders, want Detroit to succeed. Detroit must succeed because none of us are going to be whole unless Detroit is whole. But having said that it must succeed, I think the structure, the way that the state approaches it, it's not going to succeed. Because there isn't really an economic restructuring in Detroit. It's strictly going to be this financial balancing of the books. Then the emergency manager leaves. The Detroit council is still stuck with huge unemployment, huge number of vacant properties. They're not financially able even to take down the number of properties that are derelict and decrepit. So they really have so many strikes against them that it's going to be hard for them to come about economically, even after a do-over is given. So how that relates to the people of the 61st District in particular is that while the state spent $195 million already, I don't think we should expect that that's going to cure the problem in Detroit or address the issues that face Detroit. And so I think that people should be fair from the state and indicate that this is going to cost Michigan a lot of money, which I can understand if we're satisfying what the problems are.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Mike Stamfler. He is the Libertarian candidate in the 61st State House District, which includes the city of Portage. For many years, he was Portage's city manager. The role of government in education, state government specifically in education, if it was just up to you, what role would Michigan play in local school districts, K through 12 schools, et cetera?
I think there's a role for the state to help equalize in the economies, the economic scale between communities and what the equality corresponds in between communities. And I think there's a role for the Department of Education in terms of testing so that we have benchmarks about how different districts are doing. And there's an oversight role for the state of Michigan government and how school districts are performing. After that, though, I want to just say that the strongest education system will be that which is bolstered the most and cared for the most at the local level. And it's not necessarily that the ideas should come from one central place as much as the reflection of the community should shine through and allow the students in that area to perform the very best.
Higher education. Student debt is reaching all-time highs. And, of course, at the state level, there are questions about how much money to put into state universities, community colleges, et cetera. If that was on your desk as a state lawmaker, what would you like to do?
Well, the state has, state lawmakers have taken money out to fund other issues that are before them. So assistance to universities is lessened, and therefore, you know, universities have raised prices that most students are having to pay, and they incur the debt. And the banking issue of this whole thing is perplexing. It is, you know, the investigations and not our for-profit education systems have shown that there are a number of so-called universities that have really put the issue in front of many people looking at how can we loan these people so much money for a questionable degree at the end. So the state does have responsibility, but I think because the spending has gone in other areas at the state, they've taken it away from the key area of education. And so it's passed on to the consumer, the student. And it comes down to merely then a banking situation, which is very unfortunate and should not be the case if, again, the state legislators were watching more closely where the money is going.
So you think there should be more money in higher education?
I do.
Where would you like to get it from? Where do you think it has gone to that was misappropriated by the state?
Well, I think that there is this awfully difficult issue of other post-employment benefits that the state faces. I think that they haven't owned up to that quite yet, but over the years, money has gone to pay those kind of issues as opposed to things like education. And that is to say they've taken the low fruit and patched in certain places without addressing the overriding question about what are we going to do with these benefits, these high benefit retirement costs that are going to really come home to roost with the residents of the state. And so it's really been a shell game. And the latest to notice is the education, higher education. So The problem is that the state legislature for years has not been facing full up, full square, what the issues are.
Do you believe that the state should amend the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act and include protections against discrimination for sexual orientation and gender identity?
Yes.
Why do you believe that?
Because I think that it's an issue of fairness, and I think that people's work productivity and that sort of thing are not affected by those kind of issues. I think that we know that it's just a better society and a better system when we can encompass everyone and bring everyone to the table to do the work that we need. We need all the creativity and all the inclusiveness that we can get.
Do you believe marijuana should be decriminalized or legalized in Michigan?
Yes.
Why do you believe that?
Why? Because I think there's a disproportionate number of people, for one thing, who are criminalized and marked for life, and society has spent so many dollars on trying to wrestle with people that's not a material effect on what their output can be in society. And if we look at this about the certain people that are, and it's largely racial issue in my mind, so many people are imprisoned, and society must spend money on people who would not hurt society in any way, shape, or form. Criminals are a different situation, but the way that the prison housing goes, and the cost of imprisoning people, incarcerating people, really says we've got a little problem here about who are we really going after? Where are our police forces and law enforcement agents spending their time? What should they or could they better be doing? And when we get to the prison, how could we spend money more effectively to help people who have a need as opposed to marking people and spending our money that way?
At the state legislative level, it's so far all Republicans and Democrats who currently occupy the seats in Michigan's legislature, both the House and the Senate. Can a Libertarian win a race for state House?
I don't know. We have to see whether a Libertarian can win. But I think the question would be, in my mind, can a Libertarian help join two sides, or at least can a Libertarian ask questions that should be asked that are not now being asked? And would the citizens of 61st District and state of Michigan, a larger issue, be assisted by those questions being asked and answers being demanded? And I really think that's the job of a legislator. And I think that the typical party system, for a lot of different reasons that we see in our state, has not worked that way and is showing fewer signs of working that way. You know, legislature's in session about 80 days a year. 1,700 bills were considered last year. The question is, well, what has that legislation considered done for Michigan? We still have these very, very poor statistics for our condition of our children, for our unemployment rate, for Detroit and other communities. And I think that list is going to grow. And so, you know, I think we just need a shot in the arm. And I think the Libertarian might be the one that would help.
Do you think the issues you raise in the course of a campaign and the questions you ask are as important as the number of votes you actually get November 4th?
Well, you know, I think a lot of Libertarians in the past have taken great solace in, you know, well, I got X number of votes. I don't think that's, you know, I mean, that's not what I'm trying to do. So I would like to win. So,
Mike Stampfler, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Gordon.
Mike Stampfler is the Libertarian candidate for State House in the 61st District, which includes the city of Portage. He is the former city manager of Portage. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.